It's your boy, Baby Dre Dre, a.k.a. Stash Daddy, a.k.a. Mustachio, a.k.a. Week 5 winner. You're listening to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. Buckle up, baby.
Welcome to the XF Fantasy Football Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Cope Squiz, and my co-host today is a man that has not only been balding since the time he turned 16, but the hair that he does have left on his head is now turning gray. You know him as your favorite four-time XF commissioner that has yet to become fantasy relevant. Welcome to the show, Dip. What up?
Cody, thank you for having me on the show this week. It is a pleasure to finally be invited onto the podcast. I do want to take a moment here just to address something that happened earlier today. I did unintentionally out myself as the co-host. It was truly a misunderstanding. I was saying that Cody was hyping me up, as in he was getting me excited. But unfortunately, the way it came out, I said, "You're hyping me up as co-host." But Pat, I do want to call you out on that one just for being a complete asshole. you know, the rookie, you just joined the league, you're 1-4 through 5 weeks, you don't have a lot of room to talk, you're only one in the group that's unemployed, well, supposedly, you're employed, but we're yet to see you start that up, but I just wanted to just take a moment to call him out for calling me out, so.
Yeah, I can respect that. Well, Kamish, we're so glad that you're on the show. It seems like the league has taken off and even onto a new level. Would you like to speak more upon that?
Yeah, you know, it's for me, not having as much time this year to work on the 2-pay weekly, I think it's been nice just kind of having that that load taken off my shoulders. Cody, thank you for putting the work on this podcast week in, week out. I think this is week number 4 that you've put this together now.
It is.
And I know that, you know, you have a baby girl now and you have a full-time job and just taking the time out of the week to make this and produce it for the group. It's been nice, as well as, I think D-Balls, Birdo, and anyone else. I think Pat has made a video or two as well. Just kind of putting content out. I think it's really what puts our league light years ahead of any other leagues that I've been in and any other leagues that I've heard of. So
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm excited. Dip, I gotta know, baby. How about them Cowboys?
How about them Cowboys? Woo! You know, there's nothing better for me as a Packers fan than seeing my boys come into Jerry's World, Jerry's stadium, and just kicking the Cowboys' ass. And really, it was an all-around team effort. In classic Packer fashion, you know, we went up by about 4 scores there and then had to sweat it out at the end, playing that just awful defense in the third, fourth quarter. But hey, a win's a win. You know, Aaron Jones came in there. He did his thing. You know, 4 touchdowns. That Cowboys defense that we're hearing about being elite, not so much. I'm not quite so sure about that run defense. What do you think, Cody? Do you have any? Do you have a chance to watch any of the game?
Oh, I saw the whole damn thing. Talk about shit. Shit show. Man, the Packers were wiping that ass.
Yeah, it was good. It was good, but hey, you know, it's on to week six. So.
Yeah, on to, talking about week six, I want to talk about week five real quick. I think JT's team is so bad that he literally left the country.
He just said, I'm out of here.
He said, fuck it, I'm done. From
Vic,
yeah, from Vic's sources, he's in hiding. Maybe he did a little smoochy smooch with my doppelganger, Sam Darnold. I don't know. This fool straight up has 237 points less than the top scoring team. It's freaking unbelievable. It'd be me. I didn't want to say it like that, but Dip, it's me, baby.
So you, Cody, you're sitting at nearly eight. You're sitting right at about 800 points.
Super cash.
And JT's at 560. That's
unbelievable.
Quite the difference. That's about 50 points a week.
Yes.
Less.
I bet. I kind of feel like the Packers in this, and I bet he feels like the Cowboys in this situation.
Yeah. Say that's a pretty good analogy there. What the hell is up with Keaton being 5-0? First off,
I have no idea.
I don't know if anyone takes a look at the true rankings and in the standings, but you'll actually see Keaton down at number 7.
Yeah, he was actually projected before the season to be 4-9.
4-9, and here he is already beating his projected win total for the year. He won this past week with 116 points. Mm. Birdo won with 117 points, yet we had four people in the league that scored over 129 and lost. So, you know, Keith has the least points scored against him. I think we've talked about that already. Must be fucking nice, Keith. We'll see what happens this week, though. You're running into the second or third highest scoring team this week in my squad, so we'll see what happens.
Dude, you better wipe that ass or the floor with that fool. Get him, Dip! Hey, I gotta talk. We already talked about the rookie, but man, Pat's dream team looks like the 2013 Philadelphia Eagles. A lot of hopes, a lot of dreams.
Dream team.
But it straight up looks like a dream right now. The rookie had high hopes of making a powerhouse of a team and only has one win to show from it. Bro, this is America. Welcome to the big leagues.
That's right. I think Pat had high expectations coming into the league this year. You know, we voted him in. Well, we technically did not vote him in, but Trevor was kind enough to hand that spot over to him. You know, I think he was excited. It's kind of all he has going for him right now, to be honest. You know, no job, like I said earlier. But, you know, he was wheeling and dealing in those first couple weeks of the season. It looked like he was going to have a good, solid squad. Davante Adams, DeAndre Hopkins.
Aaron Jones, some solid
and Le'Veon receivers.
Bell. Mm.
Yeah, he even wheeled and dealed for Bell, who has been okay. I mean, I think Bell's averaging maybe 15 points a week right now, but DeAndre Hopkins, his keeper, is the 17th ranked receiver right now. Davante Adams, as sad as it is, you know, he had the turf toe, but he's... he's not doing what he thought he was going to do. So, Pat, welcome to the big leagues, Bubba.
Yeah, man.
Jace, Cody, we actually had a trade happen late last night. Trade alert. Luis and JC. I was actually in the car with Luis and JC last night when they were talking trade. We drove down to Dallas last night to hang out with Trevor and... and they made a trade happen. Gardner Minshew for Adrian Peterson and Alexander Mattison. Luis is really needing a running back, too, this week with Marlon Mack being out. And he was able to get a couple guys there, giving up a quarterback that he probably was never going to use. What do you think about that one?
Yeah, Adrian Peterson actually goes against the Dolphins this week, so I think he's going to have a huge game. I'm thankful for it because JC is the person I'm playing, so I don't have to play Adrian Peterson. So thank you for that, JC. Gardner Minshew, I guess JC believes in the stash, and maybe it's a magical stash. I have no idea. He's been pretty solid. He's
had about Minshew
17
magic.
About 24-ish points each week. And then I think Madison was probably the biggest win of it all, just in case Dalvin Cook ever goes down. He has the handcuff. I think it was a great trade.
Which,
to Luis, personally.
For Luis, I think, obviously, Dalvin Cook has had an injury history there. And I think every season he's played, he's had some sort of injury nagging him and keeping him out. So that was a smart play.
Yep, agreed. Let's take a look at last week's recap in the Not-So-Coach of the Week. Yeah, that's right. The first thing we're going to talk about is Michael Gallup on D's bench with 24 points. If he had replaced him with Watkins, D would have beat Keaton by 1 point, and Keaton would not be 5-0. Yeah, man.
Ouch.
Yikes.
We had Marcus Mariota on Victor's bench this week. Victor, who, as we know, was projected to win Monday night with Baker Mayfield.
Yeah, he was talking like
Jarvis
he was going to win
through. Miles Garrett. He was projected to win by, I think, 15 points after Monday night's game. Unfortunately, Baker, who he continues to throw in his starting lineup, the 28th ranked quarterback now, gave us a total score of -2. I can't say that I've seen a starting quarterback play a full game and score -2 points. I don't know if you've seen that before, Cody.
Yeah, when Victor's quarterback at flag football.
So if Marcus Mariota would have been the starting quarterback this week with a measly 8.6 points, Victor would have won the game this week by 0.5. So he has to live with that one.
Hey, I'm thankful for that. Not a loser, but Andre left Will Fuller on the bench with 54 points. Easily,
Wow. Easily
would have won high point if he would have started over anyone else. But, hey, I appreciate that, bro. Always looking out for my rich ass. Cha-ching!
Yeah, I think I can speak for everyone else in the league when we say, fuck you, Cody, for winning high point 3 out of the first 5 weeks.
I'm as surprised as anybody else.
Andre, all you had to do was put Will Fuller on your freaking starting lineup, and yes, I would have been absolutely destroyed, but hey, at least Cody would have not made another $25. Actually read that Will Fuller's 54 points was the most by a receiver since the year 2000. So, good job, Andre, for leaving that on the bench.
The more you know. Wow. All right. Go for it.
JT, what is there to say, man? Not only did your team shit the bed, but your bench did too. Sorry, bud. It looks like it's a battle against time. Now with the incoming roast in January.
Oh, baby, I'm ready. Oh, I'm so ready. Let's take a look at the waiver wire pickups in the Waiver Wire Wednesday. We'll look at the top 5 most money spent. This segment is sponsored by Lugo's Lip Balm for continuous chapped ass lips.
So, Cope spent 30 on a kicker this week. I guess that he's going to continue to just pick up new kickers. He went with Josh Lambeau. Ouch.
Hey, if the mustache can't get it done, hopefully Josh Lambeau in his new Ferrari will get it done. Yeah,
we'll see about that.
Yeah, I'm praying about it. But Jimmy G goes for 40 to the guy who's already rostering Baker. May throw some picks. And Marcus Mariota. Yikes. Good luck, Vic.
So he's got Jimmy Garoppolo, Baker Mayfield, and Marcus Mariota as three quarterbacks.
Might be the new dream team.
That's a dream team. The rookie picked up another rookie. Pat picked up Nick Bosa, who did look good on Monday night for $41.
Yeah, he looked damn good.
Maybe a little bit of an overpay there, but he got who he wanted.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then Bert picks up CMC's handcuff for $50. Not sure what's weirder, that Bert has money to spend at this point, or that he's spending it on bench players, let alone my handcuff. Back the fuck up, Birdo.
But as you did see today, CMC was on the injury report, so he may be up to something.
Yeah, what kind of reports is Kuwait getting? What the hell?
I don't know what kind of sources the Birdo has in Kuwait, but holy shit, he's able to really call these players out.
Unbelievable.
Mr. First Place, Keaton himself, goes $151 on Gerald Everett, beating out Birdo's bid of $150. Big IQ play by Keaton on that one.
Yeah, doesn't that fool have, like, all these freaking tight ends already?
He does already have George Kittle on his team, if I remember correctly, so I'm not really sure why he needed to pick him up.
To make his team even more stacked, slash, I don't know.
Yeah, I got nothing. You're going against San Francisco defense this weekend. He's probably not going to play him, so we'll see.
I guess we will. Let's get into the injuries of the week.
Oh. Ow. Ouch.
All right, let's get into the injury reports. We got Mason Rudolph, and wow, takes a huge ass hit.
You got knocked the fuck out, man. Give me my
goddamn money. Mason Rudolph was out cold on the field for what looked like at least 30 seconds. The helmet, I know you guys saw, they took the face mask off. He looked goofy as hell walking off the field. The NFL actually made him walk off the field because the cart was not working.
Unbelievable.
Was that in Pittsburgh?
It was.
Was that game in Pittsburgh?
It was. He had to do it in front of his own fans.
Berto, I think you're going to have to talk to your team, bro, because that was just embarrassing. I wouldn't be surprised if Mason returns next week.
Yeah, I thought he died. And he looked like
he looked dead on the field.
He looked like he was in a different world. And then he looked like a special needs student with a helmet on. I just, man. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. We got Wayne Gallman left the game with a concussion as well. And with Josh Jacobs on a bye, going to be a tough week. Upcoming for Bert.
Do not be surprised if Berto hits you guys up for running back.
Ain't that the truth. Philip Dorsett also left the game. Super thankful for that. Got 0 points for Pat with a hamstring injury. Originally on my report I had doubtful, but he will be out for tomorrow's game. Tough loss for Pat, who can only hope now that Davante Adams can return this week with that turf toe injury.
James O'Shaughnessy tore his ACL on Sunday. Another one of those ACL injuries, which you just hate to see. But Darius had him on his bench. He has Vance McDonald as his only tight end now. So O'Shaughnessy, for some reason, still on his bench. I guess he hasn't dropped him yet.
Yeah,
knowing D, he probably didn't even put in a waiver this week.
Yep.
So, still sitting on the bench.
We appreciate your money, though. next up, it looks like Daniel Jones will be shorthanded without my Evan Ingram.
That one hurts.
Yeah, and it was a surprise.
But we're thankful.
Yeah, because he had like 10 targets or something ridiculous. And then Sterling Shepard and Barkley will all be out, which is a tough look, but anybody wants to go, Giants
are going to feast tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. If anybody wants to bet on the game, I'll take the Patriots. Anybody want the Giants? Maybe JC?
JC?
Yeah.
You might want them.
Come on, puss. Freaking mooch. Wait, what? We're going to take a look at all 14 teams in the power rankings from the top of the list to the...
L7 Weenie.
A.K.A. the bottom feeders.
So, with the power rankings after 5 weeks, if the playoffs were to start today, Keaton and Cody would have a bye week.
Yes, sir.
At 1-2. Victor, I'm sorry, Victor, that's a joke. JC would come in at number 3, Victor at number 4, with Mick and Birdo rounding out the last two to make the playoffs. So we'd have Birdo versus JC, and Vic versus Mick, the Ick brothers, playing each other. I really hope we get to see that at some point this year. I love when they play each other with all that trash talk. Unfortunately, it would be me on the bubble, looking in from 7th place, not getting a damn thing in return.
Yeah, and we'll kind of skip on Luis and D-Balls and Darius with me in 3-2 and 2-3, and then talk about the what I call the bottom feeders, a.k.a. the one win or less squad. You got the rookie, a.k.a. Dream Team, being 1-4. Ouch. Mm. Oof. Noah, the guy that was voted to win the league, also 1-4. The dirty ass stash mustachios, at 1-4, which he picked up a big win this week, knocking
which
dip.
His team looked good.
He did.
I will not lie, it looked good.
Yeah, I think he has like 5 running backs that are all worthy of starting. And then JT, man, JT, your team is complete and utter dog shit.
I was going to say the same thing. Straight dog shit.
Like, there is no way if or buts about it, man. I hope your strong ass, big ass, muscly ass can fit into a real nice dress.
You know, out of anyone in the league, though, I think JT can take a roast. And you know what? If he does take when he does take these roasts, which it's looking like it may happen, but hey, we're only 5 weeks in. We got 8 weeks to go. I think he's going to be taking some shots back at us, which will make the roast that much more fun.
Agreed. Absolutely agree. And hopefully hopefully he doesn't stay at 0-5. Hopefully he'll get a win or two.
Go to
0-6. Hopefully he will go way above 0-5 with a win. I'm projecting him to finish probably with about 3 wins.
3 wins?
3, okay. That's doable.
3-10?
So he just has to worry about Dre, Pat, and Noah losing,
which
too.
If you look at the leaderboards, Noah actually has more points scored than Victor, Keaton, and Birdo, which are all top 6 teams. So he's just...
Yep.
745 points scored against. You can't control that.
Yep. That is tough. He is a pretty solid team. Him and I have been actually talking a trade, but he wants a Jew's ransom. So
I don't do trades with Noah. I think he overvalues his players just a little too much.
I'm just kidding. I totally probably could make that trade, but I offered it and then I backed away. I ain't gonna lie.
Wow, pussy.
Yeah. So, if anyone has the tamp, let me know. All right, we're gonna keep it moving. Next up, we got the high versus low point of the week.
Congrats to the high point this week.
Yes, sir. It
hurts me to say this, Cody. I hate you. With every single fiber in my body.
Not true. I was in your wedding.
Well, that's true. I wish I could take that back. But you did win this week with 163 points, taking home $25 with 75 on the season through 5 weeks.
Not bad, not bad. Yeah, low point of the week, which we'll do it a little bit different. We got a nice segment coming up here shortly, but Darius with 94 points, taking home that fat ass L. Talk about, man, Mike Evans and Sammy Watkins putting up the big ass goose eggs for him.
They were big.
Unexpected. Yikes, man.
Nothing you can do about it.
Nothing you can do about that at all.
Let's recap this year's total winners. We've got Cobes with $75 through 5 weeks. We got Luis with $25 and Victor Lugo with $25.
Nice. Good job, boys. Which brings us into Birdo's Trashing of the Week. Product disclaimer. Birdo is not reliable for any counseling you may need after he rips you a new asshole. If you don't want to be on Birdo's Trashing of the Week, please step your damn game up, you freaking faggot.
You suck ass. Ah, D, good old Doggy Doug. Ah, yes, yes, yes. You know what, D, I feel like your team name fits you perfectly, man. You know why? Because your team played the absolute fucking ass, dog. Straight ass. They made an ass out of you, and you made an ass out of them. What'd you do? You fucking give them a fucking pregame speech or something? Telling them about how you can just show up and just fucking leave anytime you want, or what? Because that's what they did. They showed up to the fucking game, and they just fucking left your ass. Shit, I don't fucking blame them. I don't know, I fucking would. Fucking playing for your sorry ass fucking team. Straight trash. Ah, yes. You just went ahead and tooted that ass up, and Pete went ahead and rubbed that chub out to a full-on fucking boner, and you just fucked your ass, and there was nothing you could fucking do about it, dog. All you did was say fucking thanks, Keith. Keith went to Walmart mode and said, ah, yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. Come again. Sorry ass fucking team. Speaking of getting fucked, do you remember what happened a good, was this 13, 14 years ago? Hmm? You remember, D? Because I fucking remember. I remember the day you went ahead and you took my ex-girl from me, dog. The day that you went ahead and said, good old Birdo and Jing aren't together anymore, and let me just go ahead and fucking take her. Let me just fucking take her. I'm not even gonna ask Birdo. He's gonna fucking do what I wanna fucking do. You remember that, D? The day you fucked me over? Ever since then, D, it's just been a hole in my fucking heart from that betrayal. And I've just been waiting, salivating at the fucking moment to get your ass back. And now, the time has come. This Sunday, your ass is mine. Because I got a fucking full ass fucking Red Rocket motherfucker waiting for you, dog. I'm gonna take 30 fucking Viagra pills just to make sure it's fucking this hardest motherfucker you've ever fucking got. I'm gonna fuck your ass until oblivion, until there's nothing fucking left of you, dog. I will have my vengeance. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna fuck your team. And I'm gonna fuck your season over. My vengeance will be satisfied. Bert out.
Quick picks of the week. D and Bert in the battle for Jing's affection.
So in the first matchup, we have D versus Birdo, and I am going to argue for D real quick. The matchups this week are pretty golden, honestly. Philip Rivers, Pittsburgh, Sony Michel against the Giants defense. Woof! Should be a blowout tomorrow night. It's supposed to rain, I think, in the game, so it should be a lot of running. Evans versus Carolina. Chark just lit them up for 164 yards, 2 touchdowns. He should have an easy cake matchup. And Berto, honestly, I just don't see you doing anything this week, starting two running backs.
Whoa, that's my team, baby. I got Berto's team. I got Kirk Cousins going against Philly. Everyone tears up Philly except the Jets. And then Chris Carson is going to ball out. I really hope that Berto changes out his RB2 because he has Rashad Penny. He's going all in with the Seahawks, but we'll see how that works out. Emmanuel Sanders goes against Tennessee. Tennessee's been giving up a decent amount in the slot where Emmanuel Sanders will eat. And Kenny Golladay, damn, he's been a surprise. But I feel like that's going to be a shootout against Detroit and Green Bay. But hopefully Bert can pull this out. Next up, we got Noah and D-Balls in the Bottom Feeder Bowl.
Noah versus D-Balls is our next matchup. I am going to argue for Noah. Deshaun Watson is coming off arguably the best game of his career last week with 426 yards and five touchdowns. I think that Kansas City's passing defense, while they held the Colts to only 19 points, I think that he's going to shred the Chiefs. We got Derrick Henry against the Broncos, which their defense has not been great against the run.
True.
And Diggs, you know, going against Philly's secondary, I think he has a chance to do something this week. So he's also starting the Giants running back. They're really only running back against New England, who has potential to score a touchdown or two there. So we'll see.
Yeah, I got an easy one with freaking D-Balls. He has Matt Ryan going against the Arizona Cardinals, which is a terrible defense. Melvin Gordon, welcome back. I think he finally gets the RB1 workload that is expected. Alvin Kamara is Kamara. He's going to dominate. Robert Woods, he's going to get a ton of targets just like he has all year. Juju, I think he still plays pretty well. Austin Hooper is actually the tight end one, and he's going against the Arizona Cardinals, which give the most touchdowns to tight ends. This is an easy one.
Today we are sponsored by BlackBatman.com. Do you want to learn how to leave an event without anyone noticing? Well, for $99.99, our company president, Darius Nicholson, has got the right thing for you. Do you want to learn how to be rude as hell and not say goodbye to any of your friends at a party? Only for 2 minutes later for those same friends to say, hey, where the fuck did that guy go? But for $99.99, it's all yours. Haha, good times.
Dip and Key in the Groundhog Bowl. Because Dip, you're hairy as fuck, and we only see Keaton once a year.
Our next matchup is Dip versus Keat. So I'm going to argue for Keaton on the win this one. Honestly, what can I say? 5-0, even though I was talking trash earlier, you know, 5-0, you can't argue with that. Brady has a cake matchup this week against the Giants. I'm really hoping he does not put up huge points, but I can potentially see that 30-plus. Nick Chubb, what is there to say there? He's just dominant. George Kittle against L.A., and surprisingly, Chark, the fifth-ranked receiver right now, who he was able to snag off waivers earlier this year, has just been putting up points. And he's going against New Orleans, which is a tough defense, but Gardner Minshew, the power of the stash, you just never know. Chris Thompson against Miami should be another good matchup, and so we'll see. Keaton should be putting up some big points.
Yeah, I got you in this. I got Dip, and so he has Lamar Jackson, which gets a minimum of 15 points each week, just with his legs and his arm. Dude's going to be a powerhouse, even though he may not look the prettiest. Throwing the ball, he still gets a ish load of points. Joe Mixon is pretty much the only option outside of
Tyler Boyd.
Tyler Boyd, thank you. On Cincinnati's offense, and I think Baltimore's defense hasn't looked the way it has in the past. Austin Eckler, I still think he's going to have a role throughout this. I know I just mentioned that Melvin Gordon's going to get the workload that he has earned, but I think Eckler will still continue to have a role as long as he doesn't fumble. And then Julio against Arizona and Freeman, are you kidding me? Solid matchups. Will Disley, Tyler Lockett, solid. Pat and Vic in the battle of will y'all just shut the fuck up? Bull. Alright, next up we got Pat versus Vic. I'm going to argue for the rookie. Kyler Murray against Atlanta. I think it's just going to be a huge shootout. Le'Veon Bell versus Dallas. Obviously, he saw what happened last week. Dallas got the ass whooped. Aaron Jones versus Detroit on Monday Night Football. Easy. Hopkins is going to freaking do work against KC and Devontae Adams if he's back. Hopefully, we'll miss Detroit. Enough said. And Hartman in the flex. Easy.
It's a good team. I get to argue for Victor, which is my pleasure to argue for arguably our favorite player in the league, Victor Lugo. We got Todd Gurley, Ezekiel Elliott. 1-2 punch there is just solid running backs. Cooper Kupp, surprisingly, has been really one of the best receivers this year. The hands are great. LA has looked great, and Goff is throwing to Kupp a lot. Garoppolo against the Rams, I mean, what is there to say? Garoppolo's looked decent this year. I mean, enough to carry the Niners to 4-0 so far, the only undefeated team in the NFC. And Jarvis Landry, while he had a off week this past week against the Niners, I think that the Seahawks and Browns are going to be a shootout. So, once again, I just want to reiterate, I think Victor Lugo is going to win this week and win big.
JT and Dre in the battle for the dress.
So we got JT versus Andre, and JT, I'm going to argue for you this week. I know that you have not yet produced a win this season, but I think it's coming this week, Bubba. It's got to. You've got Dak Prescott against the Jets, that's which right. Is just going to be really should just be a cake matchup against the Jets, especially if Sam Darnold's not playing. The Cowboys got to bounce back this next week, and I think Dak's going to look solid. James Conner against the Chargers. The Chargers have not had a good defense against the run so far this year. And with the way that Pittsburgh's been playing recently, they just really need to step it up. I think he's going to be that player for you this week. Tyreek Hill should be on his way back this week, so I think that's going to really boost the offense. Being able to take Valdez-Scantling out of the lineup and put in Tyreek there, and looks like you're going to have to put Duke Johnson in, but that's fine. Houston's look good, so I think JT gets his first win.
All right, mark my words. Andre will make the playoffs.
Wow.
You heard it here first, boys. All right, I'm going to obviously be defending Dre. We got Andy Dalton against Baltimore. I think Tyler Boyd's not going to be a factor in this, but just because they usually lock up the number one wide receiver. I only know that because I have Odell. Tevin Coleman against L.A., which gives up one of the most points to running backs. Enough said. Kerryon Johnson against Green Bay. Even though Zeke couldn't do it, I think Kerryon will do it this week. Adam Thielen against Philly. 2 touchdowns from Thielen this week. I did say Tyler Boyd is not going to do well, but I think Will Fuller will not have a 50-point game, but he will have a 20-point game.
Today we are sponsored by PaternityTest.com, where you don't have to go to Maury to find out if you're the father. Instead, do it online. Hear from one of our testimonials from one of our top clients.
I'm Jeremy Tallet. Anyways, man, I done had 49 close calls, and I've only had to hear that I was a father one time. So I'm like, 49 and one. Hell yeah.
My God, what a testimonial. Let's take it away with our theme song. Get it, Ebony and Ivory. It ain't easy being white.
It ain't easy being prime.
All this pressure to be bright.
Will I get children all over town?
Mick and Luis in the Pool Shark Showdown.
So we got Mick versus Luis. I'm going to argue for Mick. I think that Patrick Mahomes, after getting his first loss of the season, is going to bounce back this week. Texans defense has been giving up a lot of passing yards, even though they won last week 53-32, I think it was. Matt Ryan still had well over 300 passing yards, so I think Mahomes is going to have a piece of cake game there. Ingram against the Bengals. I mean, the Bengals will look garbage this year. I think Ingram's going to tear it up. Chase Edmonds, I think. Is that who?
That is.
Edmonds? Yeah, Chase Edmonds, who is going to be potentially getting some playing time this week. I think David Johnson may be hurt, so we will see how that does against the Falcons defense, which has looked awful. We got Godwin, surprisingly the number one receiver in PPR this year so far, and has just been looking like a great pick for Mick, so I think he's going to win it.
I got Luis here. We got Russell or Rasul Wilson against Cleveland, which we just saw what the Niners did to Cleveland. Dalvin Cook against Philly. Mike Williams coming back from the injury against Pittsburgh. And then Calvin Ridley versus Arizona. I think he's going to do work. And then Alden Tate, which I think he's going to have a huge game against Baltimore. And then Justin Tucker is going to get 13 points this week.
Okay.
Put on the board. JC and Cobes in the Co-10 Bowl. All right. We got JC versus Cobes. I will not defend myself, but I will defend JC. I think JC does work. He has Jared Goff against San Fran. I know Baker couldn't do shit last week. You can ask Victor about that. James White against the Giants is going to do work tomorrow night. Leonard Fournette has been a freaking hoss all year and actually is ranked number 8 overall. Keenan Allen has been amazing. I think he's 6th overall. And then Michael Thomas, even with Teddy Bridgewater, is 2nd overall.
Looked solid.
Yeah, JC's team has looked hella solid this entire week. And then there is a reason he is top 3.
So Cody, I am going to argue for you this week. What is there to say about Christian McCaffrey? I mean, the guy is just a once in a generation talent. Number 1 overall running backs, wide receivers. He's just looked incredible this year, especially in PPR. So I think that you have that going for you. Wentz has a tough matchup against the Vikings defense, but I think that he'll have a touchdown or two there for you. Beckham's got to pick it up. I mean, at some point, Baker's just got to start feeding him the ball if the Browns want to win. So I think that that should be a good matchup against the Seahawks. Amari Cooper has looked solid for you this year. That was a nice pickup, I think, in the 4th or 5th round that you got him.
Into the third,
has looked solid for you, number 4 overall. And so I think that you're going to take it this week. Send JC back in.
Appreciate that. All right, first up we got D versus Bert. D has a full team. Bert does not. And I think his wide receiver is going to rebound and not give him those goose eggs. So I got D in this one.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do the same, Darius. I've got you this week. Gallup has looked good with Berto down to essentially one running back in Carson. I don't see him winning, so we got D.
Yeah, next up we got Noah versus D-Balls. I'm going to go with D-Balls. His toughest matchup. I think this was the toughest matchup to guess. David Johnson might be out this week, and Hooper is going against the defense that gives up the most touchdowns to tight ends.
Well, this matchup's toss-up, but I can see it going either way. But I got to back. I got to pick up the hot team, and D-Ball's 1-2 in a row, so.
On a heater. Never leave a heater. Next up, we got Dip versus Keat. I'm going to actually go with Keat. I think his player matchups are gold, and I really hope that I'm wrong.
Yeah, I'm going to go with myself. I think Eckler continues to be PPR relevant, even with Melvin back, and Julio's got to heat up, so got to root for myself.
Come on. Pat versus Vic. Pat, because, as always, fuck you, Vic.
I think Vic took a tough loss this past week, but I like his matchup, so I'm going to go Victor this week.
And then we got JT versus Dre. I'm going to go with Dre. JT's team is dead. Let's take a moment of silence.
Yep, I'm going to go with Dre's team as well. He's caught the fire this week, and he's got to keep rolling.
Yeah, Mick versus Luis. I got Mick because Dalvin Cook is going against Philly's tough D-line. We don't give a lot of yards up. And then the Colts are being on a bye. But now that he has Adrian Peterson, he might actually have a chance.
Yeah, I'm going Mick this week. I think he has better matchups. So, sorry, Luis. Sorry, bud.
And then JC versus Cobes. I'm going to go with JC because he has my doppelganger on his bench. Can't beat that.
Yeah, JC, I'm going to pick you this week as well. I think Cody has tough matchups. So, Evan Ingram being out could shape up to be Cody's lowest scoring week. So,
Dip, I would say it was really awesome for you to be on the show this week, but you straight up had to leave because you had the Baconator at Wendy's and it is not doing so well. At one point, you took all your clothes off in our FaceTime chat and you were left in your boxers and you ran to the kitchen for some Tums. You old ass bastard. But you were awesome on here for the time that you were here. You pushed through it. You were struggling. But I appreciate it. Hey, just to remember, subscribe, follow, like us. And if you have any great content for next week, hit me up. Thanks, boys.